The reason I chose to speak about oil today was that the most recent monthly statistics released by the International Energy Organization were released yesterday, and that allows us to do an estimate of stock levels relative to consumption for refined petroleum product in the final quarter of last year, and also the level of feedstock oil in refineries and how that compares to the refinery intake in the final quarter last year, and then estimate what we think the equilibrium long-term price of today Brent crude oil will be. The most dramatic move in the final quarter was the sharp decline of stocks of refined petroleum product level compared to consumption. These fell to a level of about 5.4 weeks of consumption. That's slightly lower by a very small margin, the lowest level of stocks to consumption ratio refined petroleum product in 2013, when the oil price was then trading at about $112 a barrel. It's the lowest level of stocks of refined petroleum product since 2008, but the oil price was also over $100 a barrel. But on the other hand, what we've had in the same quarters, we've had a stock build in feedstock oil imports at refineries. We had a very sharp fall in the third quarter. This has reversed this fall. It's still significantly lower than where these levels of feedstock oil peaked in 2016. Fundamentally, in terms of the model that you'll see in the quarterly presentation in 2 weeks' time, that gives us an equilibrium price of between $91 a barrel for Brent and $100 a barrel for Brent. And so in the long term, say on a two-year view, those prices are easily achievable and easily sustainable. But there's one other element that I'd like to talk about today, which I think is really necessary for us to be able to get oil prices up there and hold them there for an extended period of time. Where we are now in terms of the model is we're about two standard errors below fair value. When we were in the same position as this at the end of 2015, what really kicked the closing between the actual price and the model estimate was the beginning of a decline in the US dollar. The US dollar declined for about a year and then started to rise, and last year up until November it retraced about 62% of the original decline. And that is what I think, and the stock liquidation associated with that in the last two quarters of last year was the reason we had the oil price sell-off. Now, what we've seen now is we've seen a stabilization of both the US dollar index and the euro at around about the same levels that it was last November. And in the last week, we've seen the euro retest its November lows, and those November lows have held, and it's perfectly possible for a major rally in the euro to happen from here, assuming we get some kind of even modest strength in the euro area economy. And as a result of that, what should happen is that the euro should move up towards our model estimate of around about $1.27 from the current level of $1.12, and the US dollar index should fall. And as that happens, then a major rally in the US dollar oil price, and one which will sustain the price at $91-$100 a barrel, is achievable. But what I'm saying here is that fundamentals are very, very good for oil. Stocks to consumption ratio is equal to the lowest since 2008, equal to lowest for 10 years. Stocks of refinery intake are put slightly higher than that, but they're certainly handleable. But to have a sustained bull market in oil, which achieves and holds these kind of fundamental values, you're going to have the beginning of a major decline in the kind of major decline in the US dollar that our currency models are actually forecasting will happen. But you actually have to have it delivered, and then we'll get this much bull market in oil that Amol suggests is about to happen.